It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message of God's love, that even though we are sinners, God loved us, and Christ died for us in our place because of the love of God, so that we might have everlasting life. Jesus shed his blood so that we could be called the sons of God if we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We'd like to say Merry Christmas on this Christmas week, and we're going to be taking a look at a verse in God's Word dealing with Christmas and the gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of the first song is titled Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild.
Most of the world, it was a silent night. There were only the shepherds out in the field who were given the good news that the Savior was born. Other than that, the world was not aware, for the most part, that a Savior had been given. But God had been faithful to give prophecy through the Old Testament to share the message that God would send a way of salvation. We find God in the Garden of Eden when he was dealing with Adam and Eve and the serpent. He told the serpent that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. We find in Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." You see, the Old Testament is filled with prophecies of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He would be the sovereign Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he was also prophesied to be the suffering Messiah. Jesus would give his life on the old rugged cross so that sinners might come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. There will be a time, however, still in the future, that he will sit on the throne of his father David and become King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and his kingdom will be a 1,000-year kingdom. But that night was a silent night. The angels appeared to the shepherds, and a star was ignited to lead the wise man to the place where Jesus was, in a house later on, to give him the gift of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, my friend, such a wonderful gift that was given to the earth, but maybe you have not received the gift that God has given through the Lord Jesus Christ. As John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You might be in a place right now where, after knowing that you're a sinner and realizing that the wages of sin is death, you would like to receive the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is in Romans 6:23. Now, my friend, if you've not received the gift of God and you would like to have someone share with you what the real meaning of Christmas is and how you can receive that gift of salvation that Jesus brought in the world to give of himself, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. Now, we would like to invite you to our services this week at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And because this is Christmas week, we will be meeting on Tuesday night, the 23rd of December, in the fellowship hall. We'll have our Christmas fellowship there, and we'll have singing and snacks, and we will also have some verses from God's Word before dismissing for the evening. That's this Tuesday night. If you'd like to join us at 6:30 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website if you'd like to go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at 1 Corinthians 15 today. We have another song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of the second song that he's going to sing for you is titled "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
O little town of Bethlehem, silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the
prophet Micah said in Micah 5:2, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Here we have the prophecy given about where Jesus would be born. This is the same prophecy that the leaders of Israel brought to the king when the wise men came to find the king of Israel. And we find by the time we get to Luke chapter 2 that God had everything planned so Jesus would be born in Bethlehem just as it had been prophesied in Micah 5:2. And we know his mother Mary and Joseph were looking for a place to stay. There was no room for them in the inn. They had to spend the night in a stable, and there Jesus Christ was born. Listen to this last song by Evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of this song is Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Baby waves, the little Lord Jesus looked down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
When we see what the Lord Jesus Christ did in coming to this old world, becoming man, becoming incarnate, we find that there's so much that we have to thank the Lord for. He took our place on the old rugged cross. He became a helpless baby so that he could grow up and be our substitute on the old rugged cross. I want to turn to two verses that are given to us concerning what Jesus Christ did for us. In 1 Corinthians 15, starting with verse number 51, we find Paul telling the church of Corinth about the next thing that will happen on the prophetic calendar according to the Bible. This is a time when Jesus will come back to the earth, not to set his feet on the earth to set up his kingdom, but to come back in the clouds and receive those who've accepted him as Savior. They will be resurrected and given glorified bodies. Their souls will be reunited with their glorified bodies. And those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Well, let me read this. He said in verse number 51 of 1 Corinthians 15, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the work of the Lord in bringing salvation to its completed point when he comes back and gathers all the church, all those that have received him as Savior, gathers them up into the air, gives them their glorified bodies, and takes them home with him for 7 years while the earth goes through the seven-year tribulation period. But we find, as we turn over one book to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 15, a foundational verse that leads to the completion of not only salvation and redemption, but also the glorification of the believer. Notice in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 15, this short verse, this powerful verse, written by Paul to the church of Corinth, says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Jesus was given so that everything about our lives could be changed. Our sins could be taken away. We could be adopted into the family of God. We will receive glorified bodies one day. We will rule and reign with him in the kingdom, the thousand-year kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, all because Jesus came to this earth, the gift that was given by God, unspeakable, because how could we possibly give a description of the wonderful salvation that he has offered us through his own death, burial, and resurrection? It is unspeakable because it is so precious. It is unspeakable because it is beyond words to try to describe the glory that he bought for us because of the Father's love for us, and also because he gave himself for us, the unspeakable gift. Oh, it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it is unspeakable because it's hard to describe completely the wonderful work of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is not unspeakable so that we can't share it. We should share this wonderful gift of salvation with those who do not know the Lord as their Savior. This Christmas time, when we take the time to talk about saying Merry Christmas, we ought to also share the message of the unspeakable gift of salvation, this marvelous gift through Jesus Christ that was given when God gave his only begotten Son to die for us. This short verse at the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 in verse number 15 gives us the foundation for everything else in our Christian walk. Talking about salvation of the soul, whether we're talking about the power of God and the wisdom of God offered to those who receive Christ as Savior, whether we're talking about his perfect will for our lives offered through his word as we follow him and are obedient to him, this foundational truth, this unspeakable gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, opens up everything for those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. One way to speak about this unspeakable gift and what that unspeakable gift of the Lord Jesus Christ can do for anyone who comes to the Lord as Savior would be found just a few chapters back in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When this unspeakable gift is received by a sinner, God makes him a new creature in Christ. His soul is made brand new. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this time of year when we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ should bring about a reminder of all that Jesus did for us, his work in buying salvation for us as he died on the old rugged cross, shedding his blood. And as we think and contemplate on Jesus leaving his throne in glory to become man, to die in our place, to offer the gift of salvation to us, it should change the way that we view our lives so that we give our all to the Lord and make him preeminent in our lives, and we become a living sacrifice for him. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now would be a great time to come to Jesus and ask him to save you. What better time than right now to confess that you're a sinner to the Lord and repent of your sins, turning to Jesus and asking him to save you from your sins. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And before we leave today, we'll have one last song by the Evangelist Bruce Fry family. The name of the song is We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
He came from above to bring the good news, purchase salvation for me and for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
From all of us at Tabernacle Baptist Church, we would also like to wish you a Merry Christmas. This is Pastor Chip Salue of Tabernacle Baptist Church in Mebane, North Carolina. Your friends and neighbors at Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas with this message. The best way to keep Christ and Christmas is to receive the gift of salvation that God offers through His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. We would like to invite you to our services this week at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And because this is Christmas week, we will be meeting on Tuesday night, the 23rd of December, in the fellowship hall. We'll have our Christmas fellowship there, and we'll have singing and snacks. And we will also have some verses from God's Word before dismissing for the evening. That's this Tuesday night. If you'd like to join us at 6:30 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. And if we can help you, please let us know. And join us again next week as we tabernacle around God's Holy Word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."